Adepticon. Yeah. I brought questions. Don't worry. Now back to Popeye and spinach, dude. That shit made me want to eat spinach so much when I was a kid.
Yo, I can get jacked from this.
Not jacked, but he just made it look so tasty.
Why?
You know what I'm talking about, though, dude. Things in cartoons used to make things look so tasty. Also,
like the bugs in Lion King.
Fucking A. That's what I'm talking about.
I wanted to eat a bug.
That's what I'm freaking talking about. I wanted to eat the bug.
We definitely talked about this.
Yeah, I was about to talk shit because Brandon always says that, but this shit's gross.
What is Brandon?
What eating bug? Eating the dude. Stop
eating the bugs from Lion King. The Hakuna Matata song.
So
shit and TV always looks good. Big ass sandwiches. Yeah,
when they be crunching. Like
big ass sandwiches. Like a Scooby snack. Folded up Scooby Doo style. Yeah, dude.
Real life never looks as good as pizza from the Ninja Turtles.
Have you ever been to Worcester Street Pizza?
Have you ever been to
the chain?
Have you ever been to Mystic Pizza?
No, stop.
That's a Patreon episode.
Don't send people there. You can send people to our Patreon though.
Dude, you ever been to Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. $5 foot long.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's the best.
Why do they choose a caveman for their... What the fuck?
It's not a fucking caveman, dude.
Are you a moron? It's a little...
Get his ass.
It's
literally...
It's a little Roman guy with a fucking...
No.
He's got a toga, brother.
Not...
Little Caesars,
brother. I thought he's like a Fred Flintstone motherfucker.
Oh, my God. You just got the name of the episode.
I thought it was a Fred Flintstone ass looking dude.
Oh my God. This is a late night episode, folks, if you can't already tell.
Oh my God. This is fucked up.
That's a cave in.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. You're right.
Sorry, Gage. I didn't mean to like laugh directly at you.
you both pointed and laughed at my face.
It was a lot, though.
But the fucking pudding and shit and Hook. You ever seen Hook?
Yeah.
Years. Been years.
But that part sticks out, man. Kinda all the like colorful.
That yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Fred Flintstone.
Or not Fred Flintstone. Who's the? What are the caveman comic strips? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't remember what.
What the fuck are they called?
Or they're Vikings or some
Haggard the Horrible.
Well, the Viking.
That's it.
The Viking. You're talking. Well, you're talking about
the Croods.
Hagar the Horrible. I don't think is a
Croods,
caveman.
Dude. That's a kids movie. Croods.
I don't fucking know,
man.
Dude.
The Croods.
It's
dude,
just
are you
called
talking
BC.
About the Croods? BC, there are you. I used to love that.
What are we doing?
Oh.
Yo, welcome to Hive Scum, the Grim and Gritty podcast for the 28 community. I'm Steve at South of Heaven. Who are you?
I don't appreciate the gun you just put in my face. I'm Gage at No Clear Coat.
BC is still running.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Terry at Stone.Jaw on IG.
I'm Phil, and I'm Blood Transfusion.
If I sound like I have a speech impediment, it's because I do right now, because I bit my tongue really bad the other day.
You still don't have a voice from Adepticon.
My God, I'm fucked up.
The impediment is a large oral wound.
And a mouthful of Cheetos.
Yo, I love Cheetos.
That's also eating an impediment. On
mic. Yeah, almost as bad as chewing gum on mic.
Was that me?
Yeah, dude.
You motherfucker.
But I didn't even hear it. I edited that shit.
No.
It came up.
No. I got messages.
Yeah.
What about chewing tobacco?
No way. Yeah. I was probably chewing gum at the same time I was editing the thing about chewing gum, and I
in
didn't
the
hear
same
it.
Rhythm.
I was like, "Wow, it sounds like I'm chewing, but I'm not." Yeah, probably
it's like in stereo.
Yeah. Oh, dude. What is that noise? It sounds like
people,
an echo. In
people
here.
Came up to us at Adepticon. They were like, "Man, I really love your pod, but that gum chewing
guy, he's got no wonder you guys kicked him off."
Yeah,
no wonder you put him on punishment for that long.
Oh, dude, we heard a fan stuff. Actually.
You hurt one?
Yeah. No, I heard.
Oh.
I recorded a fan. He was talking about you from the pod. Hold on.
No, I'm actually calling to... I've actually got a little bit of a problem with the last episode of High Scum. I was wondering why Terry wasn't on it. I was thinking maybe he was maybe buying some boxes of Foot Angels, because I had heard that he was actually kind of saw a space marine on it.
Were you not on Hive Scum because you were buying a Space Marine army?
That's neither here nor there. I don't understand why it's this person's business what I'm doing. I mean, if I'm driving 13 hours to go buy somebody's Blood Angels Space Marine army, I don't think it's anything that needs to be publicized.
Well, that's what that fan asked.
Well,
that's what they wanted to know.
All I'm going
to
say is...
Did they give an email address or anything? You replied directly to them?
I mean,
yeah, darktyler@gmail.com.
I feel like I was like asleep when I was...
Oh, my God, dude.
I don't remember that.
There are so many pocket memories that just keep hitting me randomly from this last weekend.
Of Adepticon?
Of Adepticon that were just so funny that...
Wow.
There's just so many little things. Phil showing us just how ruined his algorithm is.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah, we can't talk about
that. We can't talk about that on
air.
But
you can kind of probably figure it out, you know?
What does that mean?
Listen, figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just going through my pictures and just like laughing and taking a picture of a random incident. Taking a picture of Tyler at 4:45 in the morning, just falling on the ground laughing his ass off in front of the bathroom.
Ugh. Finding, going on a quest.
Going on a quest to find our room key because Steve was too tired and left it outside for us.
And then you immediately
wait. What do you
me
mean
you
left it out?
Room.
You left it. You like placed it outside the room.
Yeah, I hid it behind a curtain. In
behind
the hallway.
A curtain down the hallway.
Oh, that's sick.
And you couldn't find the curtain.
It's 5 a.m. Tyler and I are just so tired, just looking for it.
Dude, I remember that exact night. It was like I was like, I'm going up to the room now, just like. And you guys made it sound like you're going to come up like right after. I was like, all right, just give me like a call or a text or something. You're coming. I'm glad you didn't because I would have been so fucking mad.
We got into the room like silently and then just both looked at each other and just started giggling. And then it was like, you're going to wake someone up. And then Paul was just like, you motherfuckers, can you shut the fuck up?
I love that.
Paul's response to Tyler was the best.
That's how it is at 4:45.
Get your fucking dirty hands on my fucking
get your
phone.
Dirty hands on my phone.
Dude, the first night,
he said, "What are you snooping?"
Dude, I went. Listen, I went to sleep with my phone in my hand, like a fucking cretin, and plugged into the charger. And I woke up to Steve unplugging my phone from my charger.
It was charged,
so that he could charge his phone with my charger.
That's also classic. Classic.
Oh my god, dude.
Well, I'm glad you guys had freaking fun.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
No.
I was at home.
You were very much requested.
Changing freaking diapers.
Changing diapers. Still getting quicker, so.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it so fast.
Yeah, I'm like lightning hands. Nah, man, when the baby's been blowing out these days.
Yeah.
There's like blowing ass?
Blowing ass right out of the diaper.
You were telling us. It was fucked up.
How many bowel movements a day?
What's the BM time?
3 to 4.
Okay.
But I'm probably only present for 2.
Okay. That's
which
fair.
Is
that's
a good
fair.
Amount.
It's 50-50.
Morning and afternoon and night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm quick with them. Yeah. Quick with them hands, though. I'm not messing around. Comes to baby time.
Mm-mm. So that's what you've been up to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yep. Enough about me, guys. Let's talk about Adepticon. That's why they're all listening. They don't need to hear about my baby's shits.
You know, there's podcasts for that.
Probably.
Who should we start with?
I don't know. You.
Do you want me to ask a random question?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you got questions?
I wrote down
questions.
Wait,
you questions got questions
today.
From the Terry?
Oh.
Questions from...
We do that.
Yeah, you do it for yourself.
Questions from me.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All right, Terry, what's your question?
Now, here's question number one. First off, look at this list of questions I got.
Let me see.
I love
so
the
I wasn't fucking around.
Wow.
Fucking notebook.
I put it on the to-do list, and so I have questions for you. What was your favorite moment? There you go. From each of you, one moment.
How else am I going to start this?
So this is a really easy one, and I think I don't want to say I'm surprised that this was his moment, or that this was my moment of choice, but Tanner really hyped up his Midnight Market all year round.
Yes, baby.
So I was like, I don't know, man. I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, this will be fun. Like, you know, we'll see.
And like it a was, point and laugh, haha.
Yeah, and it was
what
the most deranged, hilarious fucking thing.
Yeah, it's sick. It's Tanner. Yeah. He can do no wrong.
No, he can't.
I was so mad I was late to it because I come out. Gage has a brick with a face on it.
So let me set the stage. I know you've probably seen the pictures. So he just like set up in one of those little like tiny conference rooms.
Oh yeah,
where we first met Johnny, like one of those.
Yeah,
yes,
one of those.
Totally. No, yeah, I saw the pictures.
And he's wearing a cloak. Gabe Nile Nelly is sitting next to him with like a little
piano,
with like a little tiny piano. He's like playing a little soundtrack.
I got a video to show you after.
And Tanner has two fucking chests that he opens up, and he has the most unhinged shit. He's like been collecting the most like fucking Mirror World like RPG shit, like nonsense, like games, and
you got one right?
Oh yeah. So I mean, should I just pull out my?
I think so.
So everything I got from the Midnight Market, I got for you, Terry.
Oh,
well, one thing. So yeah, one thing I actually ended up. So one thing I grabbed was an RPG where you are, it's a live action RPG that you play in a pool and you pretend to be a fish. And I actually ended up, I gifted that one to Trent after. I don't know if he'll make a video. I think he should.
Yeah.
Him play him splash, it. Splish, splashing around in the pool. So the first couple things that I grabbed for you are, they're not like super funny, but they're just some like psychotic 70s pulp sci-fi novels.
Yeah. Dude, these are sick.
And then this is my favorite thing. So Tanner was the only payment he was accepting was pewter. So I was just like running out. People were just like running out to like the Bits Bazaar to just like get stuff to like hand. Like there's a picture of me literally like with my hand outstretched to like giving Tanner a piece of pewter so that I can get.
Dude, so sad. Tanner is on another fucking level.
Oh yeah, a true fucking
a gem of the community.
Yeah.
So here I have an RPG book. This is an RPG called The Hive and the Flame. And now, let me read an excerpt here, just to set the stage for what The Hive and the Flame is about. In 1891, the sun never sets on the British Empire. It is an empire that spans four worlds, an empire won by accident as much as by design. With the latest innovations of technology, the flag and imperial way of life have been established on all continents of Earth, the craters of Luna, the mountains and plains of Mars, and the seas, jungles, and deserts of Venus. So in the 19th century...
Interplanetary.
Yeah. So, and on the cover, there's like a little British guy with a pith helmet, like lancing a fucking alien bug. And then when you actually... Here, I'll hand it to Terry.
Yeah, let's look through it. Mars.
Look at the ridiculous art, like... Well, art. The like... The pictures used, the low-res shit, and the amount of insane tables to roll on that just are nonsense. Like, and I want to actually... Well, I don't know how you can actually play it, or if anyone has actually played it.
Designed for use.
With
the world-famous miniatures rule set, Sword in the Flame.
which I've never heard of.
Whoa.
Also,
what even is this?
The most fucked up part of this... If you flipped, I can't remember if it's the front or the back. Guess what year this RPG is from?
2002. What would you?
If I had to guess,
yeah.
I said just by the binding, it's got to be within the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's
maybe I'll say 2010.
So I would. I mean, obviously, if I wasn't taking the binding account, I'm like, this is some ridiculous 80s shit. It's from 2015.
Jesus, dude, it's so weird.
It is so bizarre.
Guy with a pith helmet on a chocobo.
Can't even really read some of this.
Oh yeah, like
the tables are so weird.
And just like how fucked up, even just like the like page layout is sometimes.
What the fuck?
It's a true relic of who even knows.
So the hit modifiers, there's so many different modifiers, and they all just like,
it's just hundreds of pages of just weird tables.
Yeah. Yeah, listeners, you got to go look this up. The Hive and the Flame.
I don't know. I haven't tried Googling it.
By Terry Sofian.
I haven't tried Googling it. I don't know what you could find.
Casualties caused by catastrophic destruction. Table 48. Speed at the time of destruction. Distance fallen. Situation. Use this column for vessels that loses the last structure point and takes 10% or less of its total structure hits in the final attack.
Yeah, totally inscrutable.
Oh my god, dude. I want to play a game with someone that like I want to be in this crunchy world
with
someone. Phil,
this
is
so
crazy.
I could never.
I want someone to be like, "Oh, okay, well, this catastrophic catastrophe here, you need to roll on table 48." I know that off the top of my head.
There's tractor
rules. Yeah.
There's rules for tractors. That's cool. Yeah, this is great. You guys got to look this up. And the art is insane. There was just like somebody on this sick griffhound kind of thing.
So
all
that,
these bugs.
Other
are
than
so
that,
cool.
All of, so like I said, my generally speaking, my favorite moments were you know, small personal moments, but that I think was the coolest moment of the con for me.
I really loved going to that and just being like, I don't have anything to trade him right now. So I ran into the back room and stole some candles off the shelf of the hotel lobby. He's just like,
he probably took them gladly.
He did. He was happy to have it. And I got like a heavy metal magazine and some like little miniature, like 3 millimeter buildings.
Fuck yeah. Dude, pretty crazy.
Cool. I tried to pay him with cash for the brick. And Julian stood up and said, whoa, no legal tender here.
Yeah,
I love like, that.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Fuck yeah.
So dude. I just stole the brick.
That's also appropriate.
Wow. All right. You so heard that, it here first, that's, Tanner.
That was my top moment. I can't imagine that you guys' moments could be anything other than the fucking amazing narrative events that you ran. But go ahead, Steve. Tell us about your favorite moments.
Oh, my favorite. One of my favorite moments was entering Golden Demon with models that had no place being there. And then, being told by friends that they heard people saying how sick the models were in the case. And then also, when I went to get my models back, the guy on the computer that gave me the ticket was like, oh, those are really cool.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And then the guy who was handing them to me was making a face of disgust.
So bummed out.
I'm sure everyone has seen the picture, too, of Tyler spitting on his model moments before entering it into Golden Demon. And then he also got a commendation on it, too.
Yeah.
I'm also going to make GW that bits sticker. In there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that a sticker. I'm going to make it a
poster.
So
I think if it was something that was in contention, they'd be a little bit more,
Yeah. Tyler is great at painting is going to be his new moniker.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, the big difference I noticed in Golden Demon this year is I think all of the bad press last year, there was a lot less stuff in the cases this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think so.
Boycott.
Yeah. Do you think people are boycotting it or they're next just year? Like, I'm not going to do this shit if I'm not going to get anything? I mean, I would do it anyways.
Oh, next year, Rust the Demon's going to take over, baby.
Well, we had a whole bunch of our buddies, dude. Well, a whole bunch. Scott Amancer and Chris Acrylic both got pins.
Squared Paints Fuck came to Nemo.
You got a fucking silver Golden Demon.
Yeah, so one of the Nemo attendees, got a silver for Squared Paints. Yeah.
That's so sick.
What else, Steve?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah, Steve. Steve's laughing at memes right
now. I'm laughing at Gorfy.
Oh, yeah.
Other favorite moments? The amount of orcs I got from the Bits Bazaar for my boy Night Shift.
True.
That was pretty peak. Every night going there and just $3 in OG Rogue Trader space orcs for my boy.
That guy's deal is crazy.
What about you, Gage?
My favorite event. I mean, there's like a lot of, like I was just saying, there's like a lot of standout-y things. I think one of them, honestly, was just meeting people that were like hyped on our like crew, our vibe, everything.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me. One of the most memorable conversations I had was with Eldritch Menagerie. Bryce.
Oh, dude, Bryce fucking rocks.
Just totally down for the cause. Everything he brought was like shit that we're like into.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to ruin his Brothers of Promethium warband idea. I want him to tell you, Terry.
Oh yeah,
but dude. It's
so cool.
It's sick. And he's just like, yeah, no, this is my idea for it. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Dude. He made an entire Flames Warband, and he didn't get into the game because it fucking filled up. Yeah. Like, and the whole time he's showing me his models, I'm like, man, I really want you to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, good on him because he also did more shit other than just playing at Adepticon the whole time. He was hanging with other friends. But I was like, nah, dude, ditch your friends. Let's play a game together.
No, it's cool to see other people have a good time, especially because I think he made his post he made after. He was like, this is like, I went to this con, like I'm new to this hobby, and I went to the con like not sure if like I was even how invested I actually was in this or whether it was for me or not, and I had like the most amazing time. And
That to me, I think, is my favorite moment. Like
him telling me that he was scared to like, not maybe not scared, but like very intimidated to meet everyone.
I get that for sure.
Yeah.
And then that's like kind of the broader sense of like us shit talking around a table right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing it be real, meeting people that are like, oh, I know this detail that you talked about.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about it now in person.
That's cool.
Was like seeing it become real. That probably is my favorite part of the whole thing. Dude. It was definitely surreal. It was like a lot of this. I was like, one, people actually listen. Two, we're having a conversation about this thing that I was hyped on a couple episodes ago, and now you're hyped on it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's very cool, very weird.
Yeah, and I think that maybe it's like from like a big war game with a capital W kind of mindset where it's like you are like nervous to show up and play with people that you don't know.
Absolutely.
And so I get people being nervous, but it's like that's the antithesis of like what we are all
right,
about.
Right.
Like that's
dude, I was nervous to meet the players in my game.
Yeah.
And I've been running RPGs for fucking ever.
Right.
But I was like, this is a different avenue and it's slightly different. And now I'm at a totally different level of intimidated.
It's not straight RPG and it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
normal. Yeah. I had that same feeling running my game.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot with like what this podcast, you know, not to get too heady, but it's like, that's what it's about, man. Push the whole idea not being nervous.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? If people are making you feel nervous or making you feel like you're somehow inferior because of like your thoughts based on this hobby, like, fuck them and go do your own thing.
Yep.
You know? And know that we got your back.
Yeah.
That was also the coolest thing of seeing these people that are like finally embracing like the trash from the bin, dirt from the floor mentality of being like, oh, yeah, Tyler spit on a model and it's in the fucking Golden Demon case.
Yeah.
And then people being like, well, how do I gap fill? And then people are being like glue and dirt and they're like, oh, yeah. And then, like, seeing it, like, click with people was just very sick.
Dude, wait till next year, though. Mad.
Yeah.
Dude, like, more freaks entering Golden Demon and just being like,
yeah,
we're going to flood you, Golden Demon. Good luck. You'll have to weed through all
of our trash. Yeah.
I imagine they just don't look at half of the shit.
That's fine. I don't even care.
The bottom shelf is going to be so full. Yeah.
But imagine, like, that bottom shelf.
Them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to make everyone else. Like, that picture of the kid with his face hammed up against the glass looking at Tyler's models.
Yes.
That's what is sick.
Yeah.
Like, 100% is I want, like, somebody to look at that and be like, wait, this is possible?
Right.
And be like, fuck all this other paint and really nice shit. I want to do the cool shit.
Yeah. I can make a servitor out of a floss.
Totally.
Shit like that.
Yeah. That kind of shit. Yeah.
I can floss with a servitor.
I
got my floss servitor. Yeah, yeah, that kind of floss.
Yeah.
I will say, not only the people playing, like running that game and playing, running the fucking end transmission thing with Adam, like that was sick. But like people coming up and wanting, like, yo, can I get a demo of your game? Can I, like, this is for sale, like wanting to buy.
Yeah, it's not just a game that you're playing in this room with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very funny moment about Flames, real quick, before we go to the next question from me.
Yeah.
I forgot their name. Plus one tough.
Oh, two plus tough.
Oh, yep, Doug, yeah.
The YouTuber.
I'm not versed, but...
His content's good. I like his stuff.
I knew the voice. He definitely had a radio voice, and I'm like, I know.
When he was talking to me, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I've heard this motherfucker.
He comes up. Steve's like 10 feet away, and he comes up to me, and he's just like, oh, what, Flames of Orion, can you give me the rundown on this? And it just like, it was like a That's So Raven moment where I'm like, I'm so close to this project, I have no sales pitch for this game. I'm just looking at this guy and I'm like, miniature agnostic mech game that has rules light combat. I was like, have you ever read Battletech? The book's too long? This is Flames of Orion. And then I was like, I got into that mode, but there was a good 5 second period where I'm just staring into this guy's soul like, what the fuck do I say?
Yeah.
I had that every time someone asked me about any of it.
I mean, that's I'm sure like real salesmen out like on the main floor have like pitches that they probably.
Oh, yeah.
They're also really annoying. So.
And that's the thing.
I'm not going to tell you unless you ask.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul bought a big box game and he quoted because the sales guy was like, this is Blood and Plunder. It's like pirates, you know, like games. Check it out. Come find me. Paul went and bought the game because of it.
Yeah,
he also bought it because he also got a nice deal.
Yeah.
I want to play Blood and Plunder.
We're all in.
Dude, okay,
ships,
good. I wasn't sure if it was like
cool.
just me
no.
and Paul
we're,
and
no,
Tyler.
No, we're all in. All
right, good. He got two different ship games
at two different scales.
You got no. It's the fucking the thing we always talk about.
Oh, good. You're answering
naval
this
combat.
Question.
Zoom in. You're playing the two ships fighting.
Yes.
But it's a separate game that he bought, though.
Yes,
right?
same narrative, same.
Wait, ship game, small ships, and then the map is two big ships with the minis on it. That's what we got to do.
Yes,
that's sick.
That's what it is.
Ah, dude,
plunder, baby.
Yeah, we're all in.
Fuck
baby.
Yeah, that's so cool.
How many people can play at once? Can we have like four ships?
Dude,
so
we'll fucking figure it out. It's our game now.
Yeah,
dude.
Even if we're just
making
we'll
build
cannon
more ships
noises.
Out of
Popsicle sticks.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna buy or like maybe
we got clothes
print,
hangers right over there, bro.
Yeah, I'll just make weird ships.
It's a weird thing to make a ship out of.
That is literally, there's a Facebook group dedicated to
Clothes hanger ship group.
I'm not even kidding. It's budget BFG and like Man of War, and it's
clothes hangers used as I'm thinking ships. A full 28 scale boat out of clothes hanger. I'm like, that's crazy. That's a lot of coat hangers.
Probably could do that though too.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea. Be a good armature for a ship. You just fold it in half. It's kind of like a taco.
All right, Terry, what's your next question?
Well, ship game was on there, so now you can cross that one off.
I don't know.
Your favorite purchase. Your favorite purchase. You can't just name them all. Sorry,
Michael Rucci Maximal Drone.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. We should do just a little bit right now, play it live on air.
No.
I got one.
I'm panicking.
My Kev Adams Goblins and Orcs that I bought from Badger Games.
1987?
Oh,
no,
yes.
His new stuff.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They're like big-ass orcs.
Oh, yes. I do know those.
You know what? I'll go get them. Cool. While you guys think about what you want.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing I was bummed out about. I bought a fucking set of like Iron Maiden girls. It's a really stupid name for them, but they're just like women in plate mail. The sculpts are so sick.
But yeah, sweet.
The scale is so bad.
What are they? Too big?
They're
silly
so
big?
Small.
Oh, dude. Sometimes it is like that.
Like old Ralph Hartha small.
14 millimeter.
Yeah.
Just like nonsense size. Doesn't match anything else.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't even use them as kids or like any weird narrative thing. They're just stupid scale.
And they're your favorite purchase?
No. That's a purchase I'm bummed out about because the sculpt is so sick. So I'm going to have to do some like leg extension.
I don't know. That's so much trouble to do that. But it sucks. I mean, you can't just like paint them up. They'll probably look sick just painted up.
Yeah, I mean, I can, you know, we'll make it work.
Oh, dude, we'll nice. Oh, let me tell the listeners what I'm
those
seeing.
Those are the...
Wow. Now, these are from Badger Games?
Badger Games is who was selling it.
Dude, Badger Games, great booth.
Yeah, good booth.
Top booth. But these Kev Adams little goblins and...
Those are big orcs.
Dude, these are fucking cool. I would totally have got these. These are very, very neat. Kev Adams, great sculptor, if you aren't aware. Out there somehow. Whoa, this cool orc with a freaking phone.
Dude, they are sick. You know,
orc talking about
you got games on that phone?
Yeah, he's on his cell phone.
My other big purchase.
That's a goblin, Terry.
That's what I said.
The fuck?
Oh, no, I did say or.
Me and Paul went 50-50 on heavy gear, which are mechs in the scale for flames, but they're completely customizable kits.
That's so fun.
They're super modular. Like, each guy can be loaded out like completely
differently. Who put these out?
Heavy gear by DreamPod 9.
That's a crazy name.
Yeah,
it's just three words.
This is the fucking kit, though. It looks very cool. Multi parts.
Yo, yeah, dude. These look sick. They remind me of... Oh, hell yeah. They look great.
Little posable guys.
Well, way to go, DreamPod 9.
That game has been out for 25 years.
What, DreamPod 9?
Heavy gear.
It looks fucking sick. You know, it reminds me of... What is it? Robotech?
Yeah.
That shit. Reminds me of that a lot. They look great.
And then I got all those buildings over there that you...
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have spent money on, but I did.
Well, because they were 3D printed there.
They're just 3D printed.
Oh, one day you'll be able to 3D print them.
Maybe.
You know, these machines back here. Still broken. If you were wondering, listeners, this is probably broken on episode 19.
Very broken still.
Yeah. 10 episodes later. What about you, Gage? You went and grabbed some stuff?
Yeah.
So you must have an idea of what answer is.
So remember how Paul forever ruined the image of my my last warband?
Yes.
Dope
smoking. But they're the Weedians.
So I bought one of these.
Oh, hell yes, dude. A sick camel for his Weedian warband. You got to sci-fi it up, right? Does it have a gas mask on?
It's got a gas mask on.
Yeah.
I really didn't buy... too much, to be honest.
Good, dude. You don't need anything. Break the fucking cycle.
Yeah.
Listeners out there, break loose. You don't need it. Separate yourself from capitalism.
I didn't really buy anything notable, but I sold all of my 40K stuff.
Dude, Phil was his own enemy, though, doing it.
Well, yeah, at first. And I let Steve handle my money. Steve went daddy mode.
Good.
Fucking guy.
No, it was good. I actually heard about this story before you guys got here that you sold it and you were going to just sell it for like really cheap. And
no,
then
I did sell
he
it.
Did. Oh. He was sell- a guy came over wanting his battle phone case.
Steve was like, yeah, 150. And at the same time, I'm like, yeah, 40. The guy's like, okay.
But the guy's like, I say 150 and the guy's like, real excited, and then he just at the same time says $40. The guy's like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. Hey, listen, you made that guy's day. Fuck it. Dude, you made his.
Yeah, but then the next, after that, dude,
people were coming back for it.
So the last sales I made, I was like swearing. I was like yelling at a guy. Some guy like made offers like, get the fuck out, like leave. I told him to leave. I said, you come back, if I haven't sold it, come back Sunday. He's like, you're not going to get a better deal. Shit, this dude offered me $30. I got everything that he offered me $30 for, I got $100 for.
Well,
yeah, so, fuck you guys.
Thinking about the MSRP of what I spent, it's absolutely nothing. But
they've been sitting in a box for how many?
Did you sell the two walkers?
The last two? Yes, that guy came back and bought them.
That's very funny.
The guy who yelled at you, told you were an asshole.
Like, whatever I have left Sunday, you come get it.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know. He was a competitive 40K player who's like, I need these for my army. I don't care that they're like already assembled and halfway painted. I just like need them for my army.
Oh, my
and that's
God.
Mostly who bought my
that's
shit.
That's disgusting. Nice. I hate that.
What do you hate about it?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's sick.
If I can go on a tangent, I don't know if I'll be able to bring this up at any other point in the episode, but I was a little too enchanted by the team tournaments for both 40K and AOS.
Yeah. Yes, dude, that's sick.
And now, we've been at DepthCon before, and I didn't really like dawn on me exactly what it is, but like Nate Dungeon explained it to me. It's like, so you have a team of four people. You each build 1,000 points, and then you collaboratively build a board that they're all displayed on together. Mm-hmm. And people build the craziest. Like, I don't know if I sent any pictures to the group chat, but like you saw that giant fucking city.
Yes. Yeah, you sent that. That shit's crazy.
With the
and
two
it's
portals?
The same people. Yeah, and it's the same people who remember like last year they built like the four seasons of like the.
It was very insane.
You know, the first year we went, they built that giant vampire castle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that's the team tournament stuff.
Yeah. They build crazy shit to display their shit on,
yeah.
Right?
That's so what the full, that's what the whole about. Team, yeah. It's like a collaborative display, for the team.
They
yeah.
used yeah. goblins wearing all the new Cities of Sigmar armor on that board.
Oh, did they?
I took a picture of one of them. It's so cool.
I didn't even notice
that. I'm like,
that.
Damn, dude, I want to just throw my whole army out now and make a new one.
I want to play goblins.
Yeah, I want to play goblins in Cities armor.
There has to be pictures of that giant city board somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I have tons of
well,
tons
I mean, but for the
phone,
for the listeners to see.
We'll post it.
Yeah, will you? Will we?
I don't know where you could look it up. Dude,
I was going to post all of our collective photos on the Under the Dice blog.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, that's a great idea.
Nate, if you message Nate Dungeon, he will tell you the name of the guy who builds the board, because the most insane one is built by the same guy every year, and he said that the guy is a geologist. His name is Adam something.
Shout out Nate Dungeon also.
Yo, shout out Nate Dungeon.
Nate Dungeon.
Yo, shout out Dungeons.
Shout out Nates and Dungeons.
Never met a bad Nate.
Never been in a bad dungeon.
Nasty Nate?
That's not true.
Nasty Nate? I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Is it Nasty? Where does the name Nasty? Isn't that a guy from... I feel like Nasty Nate is like a character in a movie.
Nasty Nate.
I feel like it's a wrestler.
Dirty Dan?
Nasty Nate. Now, Nasty Nate sounds like...
Scotty
it's like probably like a Garbage Pail Kid or something. Nasty
Nate. For sure. Like they that's one that they printed early.
Yeah.
That's like got to be a first Jenner. Dude, they got so many. You could type in your name.
First Jenner.
That's like the Sonic thing.
Well, yeah,
you could put
up.
In your name in Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever.
And then Sonic shows up.
And then Sonic shows up. That's scary, though.
Sonic with a gun.
Don't stop. That's my nightmare.
Isn't that like a thing?
Yeah.
Shadow the Hedgehog has like a AR.
Shadow the Hedgehog has two guns.
He's glocked up.
No.
Are you guys fucking with me?
Well, no, I can't trust things from the internet, Steve. I need to see actual gameplay
also,
footage
another
of him
aside,
shooting his guns.
I remember when the trailers first came out for Pal World, I thought it was a joke up until it came out and people were like playing it. I didn't think it was like a real thing.
No,
what the fuck?
It's a very real
that's
thing.
That's like a sniper or some shit. What does he got, a scope on there?
Pretty sure this is the...
No, that's like the game.
Yeah.
That's the GameCube cover.
Oh, I thought it was Dreamcast.
What do you do in the game? It's like a first-person shooter?
Shadow the Hedgehog just runs around shooting.
Runs around the gun.
This seems a little cheaty, you know? I mean,
that's why this photo is so funny, because it's, like, real. That's a real photo.
I definitely didn't think that was a real photo. That's crazy. They have to be stopped.
Yeah.
Who made Sonic the Hedgehog? Sega has to be
Sega's been struggling.
So they put out gun games? What's next? Parappa the Rapper, but he's got guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive by.
You play Parappa 3?
Crazy Taxi, but it's got guns?
Yo, I'd play that.
Oh, my God. Steven, stop
it. Wait. Do we have another one from this question?
Too much violence.
What was this question again?
This is the,
things you bought that you were happy about.
Gage, what'd you buy?
He literally just did it. You were like, you walked away from the table.
Oh, yeah. I was picking up toys. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just bought a bunch of, I don't.
Oh, I got you that one.
I didn't buy a single plastic model.
Well, that's pretty good.
I bought only metal. And it's all just bullshit.
Oh, you got the servitor?
Oh, dude, you know what?
No, these are sick.
Bob Merch. Bob Minis, Merch. Not in attendance.
Wasn't there, dude. I was so bummed out.
We talked him up a lot, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob. If you're listening,
sorry, listeners.
You weren't there. And sorry, listeners, because Bob wasn't there.
No, dude, my favorite purchase the whole weekend was White Castle.
Yo, straight up,
White Castle, yeah. I went to... I heard Culver's is like the best fast food place, and I went there, and I got a bad tummy ache.
Yeah.
It was
from
good.
Culver's? I got a bad tummy ache from White Castle.
Oh, yeah,
What's that?
I said, I got a bad tummy ache from White Castle.
Yeah.
That's why I was throwing them at you guys.
You also ate like 28 sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, when you're at White Castle, what else are you
going to
do?
What are you
going to do? I ate like 4 or 6, something like that.
Tyler and I paid $70 at White Castle.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Somebody should have stopped you there.
Yeah, well, that's the vegan tax.
Steve wasn't there to yell at you?
No.
About not being smart with your money?
No.
Paul ate all his White Castle and then went back and ordered more.
That a boy. I love Paul. Phil, what was your best purchase, did you say?
I didn't really... I bought stuff and I'm like, I don't even care. But like, I wasn't stoked on anything I bought. It was just like money burning a hole in my pocket sort of thing.
No, totally. At this point, listener, you can make everything out of garbage. Like, you really do not need anything.
Like, everything I bought, I had a specific thing in mind.
You should throw it away in the garbage can right now.
Everything I bought, I had a very specific thing in mind for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm normally the guy that's like, oh, this is shiny. I will buy the whole... I'll buy the collector's edition. I don't care. Buy it. This is the first year that I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm just going to bash my own.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
This was like the very first year. You can't say, yeah, you bought 100,000.
My favorite,
I can't bash these.
My favorite thing that I got, or at least one of my favorite things that I got, was Chris Acrylic printed me a little resin Sasquatch.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I was like panicking because I couldn't find it when I got home and I was unpacking, and it was just in like the most random little pocket. So it made
Chris Acrylic printed me Mortis.
Nice. Yeah? Yeah. Oh man, I want to see.
He gave me two, and then I was showing Greg Wire, and I was like, Greg, you need one of these Mortises as well.
Oh, Greg, he probably loved that shit so much.
Yeah, he was like, thank you very much.
Hell yeah, Jordis, not Jordis.
It could have been a Jordis model, and Chris is going to kill me, but I need to prime it so I can actually see if it's Jordis, not Mortis.
Oh, oh,
it's Jordis.
Yeah. Is it?
I 100% looking at that.
You know,
model.
If it's not, Mortis. It will be.
It's wearing jean shorts.
Yeah, poor Mortis. For getting mad at the Jordis meme and then just people going, oh, this is even funnier now.
Did you listen to his latest thing?
No.
It's god fuck awful.
Stop.
It's so bad.
All right, well, I'll listen to it and maybe I'll like it.
Yeah, no, you absolutely will not.
I don't know.
No.
I'm a bit of a contrarian.
No.
I don't know. No, I'll check it out, though. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, what's your next question, Terry?
Okay. Now, I did put favorite army builds or showcases. To go off of what you were saying, because I always think about that. You guys aren't particularly into that?
I didn't look at Warhammer Room at all.
I took lots of pictures.
I can tell you right now, right off the dome, Straight up, dude. The fucking name of the campaign I can't think of right now, but it was that dude Zach we met from the AOS area.
Oh,
is it the goofy cartoon?
Pestilence?
Something Mirror.
The Pestilence?
Hold on, I have the book saying.
I think I have the map.
I have the map as well. So... The Festermere conflict or something, yeah. Robin, Bog Body Minis.
Yeah.
The Festermere conflict. Had the sickest Skaven army. ever.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With the Vermin Lord is with an actual...
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely probably seen it on the Discord before. Yeah,
yeah, it's an actual dead rat.
Used a rat carcass.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And then the moss, actually, that's... I mean, we were talking about that too. The moss being primed... The moss being primed and then like blasted over to be, look like the sinewy flesh.
That was
also just like an unlocking in my brain. Being like, oh yeah, look how easy that looks. Like, I'm definitely using that for my Smash Bash. That was like a perfect learning technique right there.
Yeah.
But that whole campaign, I think was just sick. And everyone had like a unique touch to their army. Everyone in that crew seems like a really cool crew to hang with. And also, something I thought was very silly, we've been printing banners for like all the cons and shit we've been doing lately.
Yeah.
They use that service to print their maps.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
You have to have a file that fucking big, though. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, we have the scanned map of our campaign. Rather than on a whiteboard, we should put it on a...
It's got to get like dolled up a little bit.
Yeah, though. No. Phil's got the dolled up version. But yeah. I was like, oh. I'm learning.
Yeah, that's definitely a kind of a level up thing. That's smart absolutely. As hell. Festermeer, right? Mir? Yeah, how do you say that? Festermeer. That's cool as hell. So you liked their kind of thing, their whole campaign.
Specifically for favorite army, I would say Robins for sure. But then it like opened the door to meeting Zach. And then also Zach's a real one. He was like, I don't have social media. Can I get your number? And I'm like...
And then just texted Gage just like texted a couple me. Hours
I
later.
I was like, dude, this guy's sick. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that was like Pancake not even having a fucking phone.
Yeah.
Same shit. Listen,
nice.
That's the vibe, dude.
That's a great vibe.
That's how you have these creative juices flowing. You got to cut your fucking social media ties.
Break free. It's Phil's back online now.
I deleted Instagram again yesterday.
Steve, if it helps you out because you're like, man, I don't really know, you could also add boards into this. So if you saw anybody with cool boards, like if you liked any of the Jelita stuff.
I feel like there was something in the display case I lost my mind about that was like an army.
In or like Golden a squad. Demon?
Yeah.
Did you know?
I can't remember.
I watched the...
And there was that Imperial Guard thing where like they're all like blowing up and there's just like a guy on fire.
Oh no, it was cool. The Necromunda diorama.
Oh, the one that's like the multiple levels of the city.
I lost my mind about that. So the top level was Hive City, guy selling guns out of his fucking trench coat, like a stall market, like people walking around. You go down the next level, it's like right under the surface, like a straight up shootout with like Goliath and Escher, like an Escher bleeding out in a doorway.
What,
and shit.
Dude? This rocks.
And then you go down another level, and it's like a bit taller, and it's like a sump fucking waste treatment plant with like zombies with like an old hag, like gross person, like leading all these undead through the underdrive.
Yeah, I think it was
the
thing where
that's sick. So it had three layers like that.
It was very sick.
So couldn't get it all in one photo, so I think I just didn't even take a picture of it.
Was it like in a box or was it kind of it open sort of thing?
Big open diorama with like a back.
Oh yeah, it was like a cutaway.
Fuck, that's so cool.
Cross section,
dude. I love fucking cutaway shit when I was a kid, man. That was my favorite shit. And I'm sure a lot of kids probably agree, but like the ship's kind of cutaway and you see all the things happening on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my
real,
God.
Real Warhammer World-esque display.
That was a diorama. I made that diorama box with the servo skull I painted on the front. It's like the whole thing. I ended up building like a little vignette of fucking Gene Stealers invading an Imperial outpost. Like three levels, guys on each level, like a dead body on the bottom. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Fuck yeah. Phil, and so yours would be the city boardy thing?
Dude, I'm looking through my shit now, and there's just like so much cool. Yeah, I'll just default to that one.
Yeah, so if you guys, there has to be pictures somewhere online, but this thing was huge, massive, right? I mean, it must have been like...
I would say it was...
I took...
8 feet long by 6 feet tall, probably something like that.
Fucking insane.
Also, this is like a really small display. That's just for like a normal like Soul Blight army. But like,
dude,
look at the just like the muted colors
and like just all that red, that pop of red everywhere. Yeah, and just I would have been with you, Phil. Just like walking around, seeing all the people's displays during like the AOS tournaments or whatever.
What was the armies on parade board that we looked at? At separate times, but it was like the all purple LED one with the huge fucking biotite in the middle.
That was just for the 40K team tournament.
That was just them.
Yeah, that was just So they at the end they display all of them the boards in like the main hallway.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this huge, like, huge box.
Dude, that shit takes so much fucking work. Like, good
on
them.
Looking at this small model on the bottom. I'm like, oh, that's a BioTitan in a jar. I'm like, wait, this small model in this diorama is a BioTitan. I'm like, that's how big this fucking diorama is.
That's insane. That's so cool. It's worth it alone. I mean, at least, I don't know. In my opinion, I know it's not like fucking everybody's cup of tea, but like that shit, just to be able to walk around like, you know, board to board and get inspiration and be like, I'm going to steal that idea. I'm going to steal that idea. Oh, that would be a great board to play on. I'm going to use that idea. Where did you get these bits? Because I'm going to 3D print those and do them. Like, it's just there's so much inspiration in such a small amount of time.
You're actually reminding me.
Stromberg.
There was a board I took a photo of during, I think there was a Horus Heresy tournament going on.
Dude, half of the podcast is on their phones right now. We did it, Gage.
We did it.
Let's take over.
Yeah, let's go.
Welcome to
Scum.
Still
trying to find a picture.
The Space Hulk board was insane.
Yes. And,
it always is, though.
Not to discredit them.
Whoa, you heard it here first.
Gage is about to discredit someone.
Gage is about to tear somebody down. Punching down. Holy shit.
Let me see.
Did
you get the whole thing?
What the fuck, dude? That Space Hulk board is so...
It's them going to the Thunderhawk. You're trying to get to the Thunderhawk to escape.
That is so big. Space
Hulk. Yeah.
Yes.
That has to be, what, 12 feet long by 6 feet?
It's
8
huge.
Feet wide?
It's fucking massive.
Absolutely
that
insane size.
That is insanely huge.
All LEDs throughout it, like elevators that move, like fucking...
Those are the ones that you gave me that sticker for?
Yes.
Was like Bob or something like that?
BPOD, right?
BOD, Basement of Death.
Yeah.
Playing and slaying. They got to have pictures up. You got to be able to find this shit
absolutely.
Online. And that is so massive.
Oh, there's also, I don't know if you saw that picture I sent. That's a board for Malagast. I'm not sure what Malagast is.
Let me see this.
Are you familiar with Malagast?
Yes.
Malagast.
Yeah, we had a full set
some
of
deer
proxy.
Vertebrae.
Look, it's got like some chessboard kind of thing.
No, it's just, it
It's a grid system?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. This board of a, like a giant crash ship on a fucking... They were playing Horus Heresy.
And this is really cool. This couldn't have been in like the official 40, like official Warhammer tournament.
No,
yeah, I think
this
it was
just like dudes playing.
So I forgot who I was talking with. I think it might have been Evan at some point. But we were walking around up in the top floor area.
Yeah.
And that's where
like,
it was.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like... It's funny because, like, obviously there's so many faces to this hobby.
Yeah.
But, like, where the level of, like, the narrative, like, the overly narrative play gets.
Yeah.
You get so deep into the narrative that you have to make all of this custom bullshit for it.
Yeah.
You're almost, like, playing a different game at that point. And then you're, like, in this... It's like you're leaving that, like, 40K competitive side to get so far into the narrative side. And it's like you're already, like... You know, like one of us, anyone that like listens to this pod or anything, like you're already on that narrative freak side.
Yeah.
But then still wanting to be accepted by like the competitive like mainstreamers. It's so funny to me that like they don't realize how far out they are sometimes.
Well, I was going to say because like last year I remember walking around and being like, oh, cool, this Warhammer table has 5 pieces of terrain on it and it's on a game map.
Yeah.
There was not anything like... like that, like
right,
this,
right.
Like smoke and like this whole terrain thing. That's why I'm like, shit, this couldn't have been like official Warhammer
right.
shit.
Yeah, and that's why it's funny because it's like they would never think to come play in our freak circle, but at the same time.
But then if they knew.
But if they knew.
Would.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
And this is.
And I don't know if it's like an aesthetic thing and maybe that's why they don't participate or.
Or maybe we don't play by the rules enough of the game that they like to play.
Or maybe it's like.
Maybe we're scary.
You know, yeah, we're very scary. Maybe it's like, though, Phil, you know what I mean? Like, Phil likes Warhammer. You know what I mean? He's like, I don't really care a ton about Forbidden Psalm necessarily.
Well, not anymore. He's about to be
well,
Forbidden Psalm.
You know what I mean?
Today.
Yeah. But, like, I get it. It's like, yeah, you know how to play 40K and you know how to play it well. Why'd you play anything else?
Yep.
100%. You're like, I like this. And I got a group of 8 friends and we all like
this.
Yeah,
I have a. I don't have a lot of room in my brain for rules. And if I
get
it's
that.
It's like,
dude.
I got to go all in on one.
Well, it's a lot more fun, too. And we've talked about this before. Once you get to the certain level where you're like really good, it's like when you play Magic the Gathering. Yeah. I mean, that's like my kind of. I got really good at playing Magic the Gathering, and then I could fucking play Magic the Gathering with the best of them.
And with anyone.
And with anybody.
You could go play that game yeah. with any random
and I could,
person.
And it's like, I understand how to play this deck, and I understand how your deck operates, and it's like, we can play together, and it can be fun and interesting because it is competitive. And so it's like, I get wanting to be like, I only play 40K because I know how to play it really well, and yeah. I can make the games really fun without thinking too much about it, and I can just sort of like have
house
a brew and roll some dice.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's anyways, crazy. I forgot where we were going with that. But you want another question?
Yeah, I want them all. Give me all the questions.
Some of them you're starting to answer. Like I put Golden Demon, what stuck out?
Power Washer Simulator guy.
The Power Washer Simulator
guy. Oh, I did see a picture of that.
There was a Moria Goblin that I was like, damn, this is so good. And it, I think, got third.
Yeah, it did. Because I watched some like review video of the Golden Demon.
One thing I will say that sucked bad, in my opinion, they changed it so people can clap now when a fucking name is announced. That's cool.
Yeah.
It should always
please
be like
don't
that.
Clap. Don't clap. Everybody's clapping.
Awkwardly wait till this guy gets to the stage, then clap.
Yeah. Photo of everyone together.
I think that's okay. I think what sucks so bad is calling up everyone that qualified, three people win, and then the other two people just fucking stand there.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It's like now everyone in this room is staring at the person that didn't win for their reaction.
Yeah.
That's crying.
Really? Because I never even thought to do that. Well, I think you just love watching people that are sad and in pain.
Yeah. No, he's saying that shouldn't happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think. In pain. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to see any of that shit.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I just think it sucks that those people are now just like, okay, I'll walk back to my chair now.
Well, they're still like commended. They still got to stand in front of the audience as one of the
He's
finalists.
An empath. He's an empath.
I think if you're not handing them their pin,
he's not.
I feel like
I think that's an interesting viewpoint though. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. That like, yeah, I get to still stand in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
I was that cool. I think it just sucks that it's like, I was that cool, but I wasn't, you know, that
you were
cool.
You weren't top three.
Yeah, yeah. Then somebody gets the hook and pulls you off stage when it's like, clap for these three, not for this guy. Get him off quick. Yeah, right. Get
I think
broom.
You should be presented with like your pin or something there rather than just like, oh, it's in the case. Go get it.
Yeah. It'd be cool to even bring up all the pin winners. Imagine that. Just like all the pin winners come up for one photo. Yeah. Like you did, good.
Well, I think that's kind of what it is.
Kind of.
Like,
I mean, we got homies with pins that didn't get...
Yeah, I want Cryptacrylic and Scottomancer up there to get a picture in there.
We should have taken a photo of them in front of the Golden Demon sign.
Oh, for sure.
That was a fun
one. Well, next year when we're all entering it and flooding it. Did you see anything in the Golden... You said...
Power Wash Simulator, the giant supremacy suit that's getting worked on by Servitor drones. Like the little...
Yeah, that was cool.
The best thing in the entire... In all of the Golden Demon... The two grots jumping
the
out of the
Aeronautica
plane.
So what this person did was they took a epic scale plane.
Yep.
In the background. And then they had two grots that had fallen out of the plane and were sort of like fighting in the air. And they were in the foreground. So it was like a force perspective thing.
Yes.
Like
that's neat.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That one didn't place or anything?
I think it did. No, it absolutely
did. I think it won. Yeah. There was just one really sick Catachan guy. I really like that one.
Harker?
No.
The guy with the big bolter?
Yeah. I think there were two. Not the special model. It was literally just like the old shitty plastic Catachan guy.
I think this is.
Imagine if you painted that Catachan and you just heard us talking about it on this podcast. You'd be so freaking stoked. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I just painted one little Catachan guy and threw it in there.
That model is what got me into the hobby. So good. Yeah. Good on that guy.
What about you, Phil? Did you see anything from Golden Demon?
I want to show him this, because I don't know if anyone sent
the photo. Oh, yeah, the Slayer Sword winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, very cool. Like, amazing. I mean, it deserves it. It looks so sick. Cool idea. Very creative.
What did you see, Phil? I have something to bring up after this.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
All sort of cool
shit. It was
all
blur.
There was a lot of cool.
There was a lot more stuff I liked last year.
Yeah, I agree.
But there was also just more...
I mean, everything I saw this year was like, oh, this is great. But nothing was like, this is so creatively original that blew me away.
Yeah.
Real quick, have you seen the discourse about the AI-generated background?
I did. Well, I at least saw somebody mention it.
It's really cool.
So hold up, I did just pull up the one thing that I really liked that got absolutely nothing.
I mean,
which was
I love the people getting mad about it.
Yeah, my take on it. Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it should be painted.
I mean, it's like, who gives a shit? But I think backdrops don't matter.
They
don't matter. They're not. The backdrop has. The judges don't give a shit about the backdrop.
They don't care about that, and they don't care about plinths. So,
yeah. I mean, as long as I guess the judges don't care about it, then fine, I guess. If they're not judging it at all, you know, if it's going to be judged the same as a model just on a black board, a black
rimmed
base.
If that's true, why would people care to do it?
Do what?
Oh, that's sick.
Do plinths.
That's really cool.
They do it for. I literally just saw Ian posting about it. It is to help handle the model.
I could see that. Some of them go so over the top, though. If it's literally just for that,
yeah, but
then
people
sure.
People just go over the top in general.
It's also you gotta think it's also probably a display piece.
Yeah,
for their
it'll
home
go
and
in their house
after.
And shit. I get that.
Yeah.
So yeah, my personal take was kind of like what a lot of people were saying. It's like, yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks, but like, it's a backdrop for a model. It needed a backdrop. The model was fucking beautiful. It would have been fine without it.
If they don't judge it, then they don't judge it. Right. I mean, like that's right. Then it's fine. Yeah. You know, if it does not play any sort of part in the decision that the judges make about whether it's good or not, then
it
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I also
way.
Think they asked before.
Yeah,
submitting.
I mean, if that's true, then hell yeah. I will say the memes coming out of it are very funny.
Then it's worth every penny.
Yeah,
I think
it was worth it.
Like
yeah,
people,
the dude's trolling people too. That's kind of sick.
Oh, that's what
so
I mean.
If
like,
if you snapped the backdrop off, that model still would have won.
Absolutely,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's funny that people are making memes like disparaging it, and it's like, oh, this guy like does not.
Well,
care.
The best part about it is it's just like a fucking guy that like got into Warhammer 6 months ago, and
that's
just,
literally half of like Golden Demon painters.
No, well, no, I'm not saying I'm not saying Jax. The painters. I'm saying the guys that are fucking upset about it. They got into Warhammer 6 months ago, and they're like, fuck this guy. He's got an AI background, and it's like. You have no foot in this race.
Where the fuck you been?
Yeah, who are you?
Enter something next year.
Yeah, yeah. It's just someone sitting at their house just upset.
Well,
it's pretty.
It's always going to be the case.
Well, actually.
Yeah.
People love getting mad.
The picture I took of it. You didn't even fucking notice
disgusting.
The background.
Disgusting, that background. I
also,
can tell.
People went crazy with the resin pours this year.
Yes.
So everyone had crazy resin pours going on.
I heard that somebody was complaining that it didn't make any sense. And it's just like, are you just doing it to like,
there was
it
one,
doesn't like help your piece at all.
There was just, one that I can't think of was like so small, just that like, it was like simulating a guy at the edge of the water, but like the edge of the water was like an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
And it was like the front of the model.
Yeah.
Now that I'm scrolling through my camera roll, I do see a lot of shit that I really like.
That's great content.
But also just talking about an individual piece that it's like hard to credit in an audio medium.
I mean, that's a lot of this for sure.
Nicholas Rubens Mortensen, NRM Paints, who's just like an extremely decorated Golden Demon painter, did a really cool Kitbash Chaos Troll that won, I want to say gold for Old World.
Oh,
there's
that
a lot of
so
like sculpted shit on there.
Crazy Kitbash.
Yeah.
Oh,
something I got to say about the Golden Demon. Get a bigger projector.
Yeah, we were standing in the back. We couldn't see. Like while they're presenting, was like squinting. Be like, what is that?
Yeah, it was pretty.
Which one?
Their
is
presentation
that?
Was dog shit.
That?
One thing I'll say about Golden Demon 2, they should make the. I mean, I understand they're limited to space because of the Schaumburg Hotel Center, but the layout for it sucks. If it's popular, and it's impossible to see anything, and it's not just because of the people, because it's just like it's the way it's laid out.
Yeah,
you have to go in a circle. It doesn't have to be that way.
Really? I feel like a circle is fine.
If they moved it to a different area, I think they would have so much more breathable room and people could talk. I don't know.
You guys want another question?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The next one was warbands or boards that stuck out. So that one already went. What has Adepticon inspired you to do next?
That's
a spicy little question.
I'm already on it. I was inspired by my two good friends here to do a narrative, some sort of narrative game. Narrative gaming extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a little bit in the Patreon episode, which you can find over at patreon.com/hypescum.
Yeah.
But you were mentioning potentially doing Morkborg and Forbidden Song.
Yeah, I don't want to get too like caught up on game systems. I just want to like find something that's good for combat and something that's good for, you know, sort of like in the village, you know, sort of like role play, intel gathering, you know, interaction sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And if that's, you know, if that's two separate game systems that I got to roll into one, then that's fine.
And that's like, I think, an option too.
Yeah.
You could totally do that. But Morkborg and Forbidden Psalm just being like the same kind of idea.
Same vein.
Being able to do that one nice into the other. It's just like.
Yeah. Easy conversion chart you can go in and out of in mid game if you needed to. So
And we like have a bunch of those books kicking around too. So it's like,
hopefully a lot more soon.
Yeah. I find Kickstarter's coming
soon. So one of the things. Not to put the guy on blast, but I was talking to Trent, and he's like, "So, what are your creative ambitions?" And I was like, "Fucking deer in headlights." He said, "I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna fucking think about my life now."
Well, now you got this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, listen, you needed that. You needed that deer in headlights moment.
That's literally the whole fucking weekend was a lot of that. So.
Oh, I bet, dude. It's overwhelming. Being at something like this is totally overwhelming because not only do you want to see everything, all your friends are there.
I don't know if I
work at the table.
So I for sure, I'm fucking flying next year. Sorry, guys. Have fun in the van.
There's more room, though. That's all right.
That's true. I also don't know that I would want to do 5 days again.
Too long, you think?
Kind of, yeah.
I did notice that after you've kind of looked at everything and there's nothing left to look at, then you're just sort of like going around to the same old places.
Well, it's also, I'm just like, well, I'm here because I'm scared if I'm not here, I'm going to miss out on a fun thing.
Yeah.
And you might. I know that feeling. You know.
I know that feeling from weekend.
Do you have anything else to go after that? Because I have something to
bounce
off that.
No, go right ahead.
Like the FOMO of like missing out on shit. I missed out on so much shit this fucking Adepticon. But
that's literally every event. You like force yourself to not have fun.
Because I someone's got to do work.
Because someone's got to chase the bag.
Yeah.
Daddy
has to go to work.
The question was like things inspired by Adepticon or things you want to do after?
Yeah. What are your next steps or what are you inspired to do from
Adepticon?
I got
a couple things here. I don't want to go too long on them, but I'll try and sum them up as quick as I can. One, I want to do more small events. Like smaller, just out of the studio with our friends.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I don't want to get too crazy, but like I want to do a Brothers of Promethean event this summer.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, we invite certain people or like, you know, we invite a crew that we kind of hand pick because we got to. Because
invitational.
The space is limited in here.
Yeah.
Invitational. You know, for once, we'll do an invitational rather than an open.
Yeah. Oh, God. That'll just end up being a bunch of people.
I know. People, they hear it's going on. They just show up because they know where it is.
We'll invite 75 of our closest friends.
I would like to do something like more small things to just like get our friends together, too.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks going to Adepticon and I have all of my friends here.
Yeah.
And I can barely spend 5 minutes with each of them.
Totally. So you want to run an event so that way you also can't spend time with your friends, but they can all get together.
I'll facilitate. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's in here, it's easier.
No, totally.
It's like, what the fuck am I chasing around?
No, and I guess if it's literally not 75 friends, then it's probably easier.
It's a lot easier,
And it's over a weekend. You know, you got like a Saturday, Sunday to do whatever.
Totally. Oh, dude, Brothers would be sick. We've got to make a big old desert board.
Dude,
just a bunch of freaking.
I'm cooking.
Oh.
I got that Falcon I showed you, the Eldar Falcon.
Yeah.
Brothers, baby. Gonna get some camo netting.
I'm stoked. Let's do this,
dude. I'm all in. All in. I gotta get some Tyranids together to do some shit, but I'm ready.
I gotta get my Blood Angels.
Yo, I got you.
Yeah, dude. I thought you already got them.
He already sold them. Wait, I mean, don't even worry about that. I didn't even go anywhere.
Second one.
None of your business.
It actually came today from talking to Uncle Adam of making a collection or like some kind of collective. On, you know, under the Dice website and then like in print when I do the magazine, like places to find other freaks that do this shit all around. Like, remember the old ads in the White Dwarfs of like where you can find a battle bunker, where to find fucking GW products.
In Rust We Trust. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, I just meant like it's a
Steve's
little.
Steve's trying to steal my bag.
No, shut the fuck up.
I'm thinking about starting a Discord. Listen,
No. I don't want to
have an events channel.
No. I want to have just a page where you can like. Literally, like, find all the game clubs or like what cities shit. You want to make a fucking Discord channel for each city? You don't even want to do it for each country.
No. Yeah. I'd made a camp.
I was putting you on blast. How the tables have turned.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
You know, it would be sick if you did that, but you made it obscure.
Yeah, it's just on a website.
No,
you gotta find, or no, only in print.
I mean, if you were, yeah, the
Tanner level.
If you made it like, oh, you're in the Midwest, cool. Find this crew.
Yeah.
Didn't link to them. Didn't anything. Just like
ask around.
Here's a city.
Oh, you're in New England. Find Hivescum.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Make it hard. There's a little barrier of entry.
People like that more. When they have to do a little work, a lot of times people
all you get
like
is a name.
More.
You just get a name.
It'll also keep out all the jamokes.
Yeah.
You know?
And number three, third thing, Rush the Demon. We're stealing the Golden Demon swag from for Adepticon. Next year, Adepticon, we're going to have our own Golden Demon.
That's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Rusted Demon is a really cool idea.
You don't like janky models up in your case? Well, we'll have them in our case.
And
in
your case, too, because I'll put them in there. Yeah, we're going to put them in both. It'll be funny. That's a great idea. I like that. Who are the judges going to be?
Me.
Just me. Yeah, I'm voting on everything, actually. Mm-hmm. It's whatever I think looks coolest.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a panel of judges.
This is cool. Yeah, panel.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be fair.
No, I like this.
I don't know if it'll be fair.
I mean, Golden Demon ain't fair either. Some motherfucker probably likes vampires more than another motherfucker and gives it a fucking A+.
Yeah. This guy got an AI-generated background. He's won.
That's fine.
Question mark?
I actually only want AI-generated shit.
Yeah.
Demon.
I want you to AI-generate me a model.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I AI-generate another question for you guys real quick? Oh, you didn't answer.
No, I didn't. That's cool, though.
Go ahead. Cage, why don't you answer really quick? Why don't you AI-generate an answer?
Oh, I will AI generate an answer of, I don't know, like Phil said, more narrative events is cool. It really wasn't that stressful to write like a three scenario thing that people really liked. There's one secret project that we can't talk about right now, but we're going to try and plan after this episode.
Oh, straight up, dude.
But I
can
will.
Can you give us any hints? Can you give a hints?
I really liked seeing rank and file armies. And it didn't matter the game. I really liked seeing a lot of multi-based stuff.
Okay.
He's telling you that we're getting into Kings of War now.
Yeah. nice. The historical section was very sick.
Okay.
That's not part of the
secret.
Yeah,
that's why we were there for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It was that bad? I don't even know how long you were gone for. I just remember you saying you were going to get me food, and then you didn't come back with food.
That's true.
There is no food there.
There was no food there.
They fucking eat each other. They're bastards.
The vibe was very weird.
At the historical center? Phil, that was one of my questions, too, so I'm glad this came up.
Phil, can you explain your experience when you looked at that game?
Yeah, so these people were playing some fucking neat little game that was like set in feudal Japan, and it had a GM, and he was like doing a little spiel, and I kind of like sidled up and watched, and he just stops and turns and stares at me and goes, "Hello." And just stares.
No way.
And just stares at me, and I go, "Hi." And he just keeps staring at me. And then I just kind of just backed away.
Dude.
It was kind of like that everywhere. The whole like
in historical, it was like that?
Yeah, breathe over people's shoulders thing. Everyone in the 40K area was like cool with it. AOS people were like, yeah, let me tell you everything about my army.
Of course.
And the historical guys were like, oh, you don't know about this 1940s.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, get the
fuck
out.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I'm like bummed I didn't get to look at anything cool. I didn't look at a single board.
They weren't cool.
Also, it's really funny that Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game is relegated to the historical section.
Yeah.
That is. And that.
Well, I mean,
it is pretty historical.
It's not like a ridiculous idea, but because the historical guys are already relocated to the historical.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to be like, well, they should put it with the rest of the fantasy and sci-fi stuff. But
we almost got put over there.
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, listen, then you just don't do it. You just don't I'm not doing it.
Would not go to the convention.
Like, I love the historical guys, but it's a different convention over there.
It really is. And it's kind of unfortunate because of how the split is. But
yes.
I mean, I don't think it's safe for where they were playing. Like, they were next to the pool room. Dude, the smell of chlorine was overwhelming. It was so bad. I was like, there's no way no one's going to have any adverse health conditions from this. Like, almost immediately.
There's like a closet full of chemicals that the pool boy just comes and takes out the chlorine tank.
It was the size of our studio, and then like out to the hall was like up to the pool.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. So it was like literally just the entrance to the pool.
Yeah. And I was like, this is like bad.
I mean, it didn't seem that first year we went. It seemed cool. Maybe it has cool days. Maybe so you guys went on a weird day.
The area where we went, where we saw that insane Helm's Deep thing.
Yes,
that wasn't.
See,
there was no
I feel
games
like
in that spot.
Something
this year.
Was going on, man. Maybe
they were
those
across
guys.
The hall into the pool room.
That's it's too much, man. It's too much to fit in one room. Because last year there was that whole room of, or no, 2 years ago there was that whole room of people playing Bolt Action.
Yep. Yep.
And right. Saga. Which is cool. Yeah.
Yes, that was upstairs in a room that had insane lighting.
Oh, the
I liked the lighting. No,
Song of Ice and Fire was also happening in the historical area.
No.
Yeah.
Again, because it's historical.
I will say, Middle-Earth Strategy Battle Game had, what, 120-something people?
Oh, no
yeah.
shit,
it
really?
Was huge.
Yeah, it was huge.
And then
it was
battle
the biggest
companies
event happening in there.
Had just as many people.
See, you guys didn't. You, no interest.
All because
in doing
of
battle
us.
Companies.
You know, people heard that episode. That.
But you guys had no interest in doing battle companies.
No, the official thing was the day I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like potentially might have like played in it. I don't know. I don't know if I really,
I really wanted
would
to,
have right.
Just to be the freak cool. guy that was like, I am here
totally, and I have
everyone
a
in there.
Warband.
Yeah, everyone in there was. No shots, but they were all tucked shirt, button downs. Everyone playing in there was like button down shirts.
They were in the historical section.
They were in the historical
they
section.
They dressed to look the part.
Yeah, you heard that right. Gage is a casual t-shirt guy.
I'm
yeah.
a casual t-shirt guy.
A graphic tee.
I love a good graphic tee, man.
Yeah,
love
nice.
That shit.
Talking crap about the historical guys. Listen. No, that's sad, though, that it wasn't quite as popping. But I mean, I you know, no. it sounds
I will
like
say they had the better vendors. Mostly. Okay, they had one cool vendor.
They sold a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Five Nights at Freddy's shit and just like crazy religious shit, too.
Oh, yeah. There was
at
one,
the
yeah.
historical, the, yeah, in the
where
separate
can we
building.
Put these vendors
yes,
that we
there
don't
was
want in
Jesus yeah. merch and Five Nights at Freddy's sweat.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Dude.
So besides that guy, across the like the hall was a really cool vendor.
Okay,
had a
good.
Lot of models that I haven't seen before.
At least it wasn't literally they're sticking all of the stuff. They're like, well, put all of the games that doesn't get a lot of traction, put them all over here.
Yeah, yeah.
All the chit games, like the little,
yeah.
put those all over in another building, and then also the Five Nights at Freddy's guy. Yeah, that would be really sad.
Yeah,
but hey, listen, it's hard. I get it.
You know,
however,
actually,
it seems like a lot of that of the convention hall is not used. The Schaumburg Convention Center.
Oh no, space management is awful there.
Right, there's definitely other areas that they could fit things.
Yes.
Like where?
Downstairs.
What do you mean downstairs?
Like the 40K vendor hall area?
Yeah.
That could be compressed so much.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
You really want to compress people more?
Yes. This was their biggest year. They had 7,000 people sign up.
Wild.
And now count how many people we know that didn't buy tickets and do that for every little click within the convention.
Yeah, yeah,
so that number is including people that didn't buy tickets.
No, it's not really. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The 16% was just pre-sale.
Yeah, so you know, there's
I don't know, dude. Yeah, maybe a bigger space for those guys. Yeah.
Well, so that's what they're saying.
All right, can we say that on the pod?
No,
someone was talking about it in the Discord today.
Wait, was saying what?
They were saying that they're looking for a new space. I mean, we had a cool talk. So this is kind of going into one of your questions that you asked, but. It was inspiring to talk to Matthias, yes. and he was saying that like everything that we're doing with Archon of like people panicking and painting models the weekend before and everything, he said that was all them 10 years ago.
That's so cool.
And they're still doing it that way. They just have a way bigger scale of doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where 6 months of the year, they have 20 printers printing fucking buildings.
Yeah.
And then people are painting and priming or like, we'll have a prime day and everyone's just priming today.
Oh,
we're hanging
yeah.
out and watching 80s movies and shit. And I was like, this is sick.
Dude, it would be cool if like Under the Dice got to the point where it was like, oh, Gundam Mike wants to run his own custom campaign at Under the Dice.
It's
Fest.
Already happening.
So
I know. Like
that is
so
happening.
Exciting.
We had
now
people requesting
year.
A Stone.jaw class at Under the Dice Fest.
Uh oh.
Who's
gonna run it?
Listen, people like I don't want to blow up their spot, but there's people that we follow. They're really talented at sculpting, painting,
yeah, baby.
All this stuff. And they're like, I want to teach a class at Under the Dice
Dude,
Fest.
See, like, that's fucking sick. a little slow grow of the old
I don't know
UTD.
How we would facilitate that with, you know, the current location. We couldn't
yes,
do that.
Definitely.
But
no,
there's other locations in, like, you know, just Chicopee where we can get good prices that...
We got to break out of Chicopee,
listen,
man. We got to break
when
out.
When we got
City
the prices
the dam,
we got,
we
gotta
you can't
break
beat
out.
It.
You can't beat the prices yeah, here.
Also,
Gagey,
it's the crossroad of New England. It's literally the crossroad of New England.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the crossroads of New England. The goddamn crossroads.
There's,
it's Chicopee.
Know. Listen, there's
it's
so,
the city
there's,
of the
there's
dam.
Better. There's better.
You're
there's
gonna,
no
you
wall?
Tell me you could find a better place in the
no.
Castle of Knights.
No. So the problem, though, and this is what he was telling us as well, is that when you, especially like for our sake, right? When we go from a 300-person con to a 400-person con, you can't find a venue that's a 300-person cap to a 400-person cap. It's a
we don't
300,
have a 300-person.
It's to a...
800.
It's yeah, it's like that's 800 or 1,000. Right. But the problem, though, with that is that you're always hit for that first year until you know what is coming for people.
Oh,
for,
like
but
you're
I think
just like, we got to just suck it up and
suck
like,
it up for that
happens.
First year and but then we, after that.
We're already at the problem right now where we know the venue is not big enough
right,
for what we're
right.
doing.
Yeah.
So we have to go somewhere bigger.
Yeah. No. So like, do you have places that that you think you might go next year?
The Castle of Knights in Chicopee.
I don't even know this.
It is
castle
an 800 person cap room.
It's the only thought, other VFW in Chicopee.
No, it's not VFW.
I thought we were already at 800 cap in
no.
the new. In the
no,
new
one.
What's
like,
that one?
Oh, that is
the old one.
Yeah, the one that was at this year.
It was like 300.
That is a 300.
Oh
person
shit!
Room.
No way.
We yeah. were we were what? At cap, bro. No cap.
No
we
cap.
Were at cap.
At least we don't have anybody in the fire department.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
So 800 would be next. What does that room look like? 800.
It's fucking
it's big.
Monstrous.
But
all right, then hell yeah. Let's
back
do
to
have
our original
like wall
point.
Dividers and shit that you can set up.
Yeah, I was going
like,
to say back to our original point. The real only way you could do classes and stuff that wasn't just like a giant fucking free for all would be like wall dividers or like
some shower curtains.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, they have wall dividers in the building. I just don't know how.
Dude, it'll just look like a fucking like FEMA camp.
Under the Dice Fest
we're
presents
learn
FEMA.
Oil painting in a FEMA camp.
Yeah, that's the stuff that I don't know how we would do it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
I
would,
you
just,
I, yeah.
You just make that shit happen. Like, dude, I don't know. I guess people probably complain to Matthias and the Adepticon staff all the time where it's like, this isn't running as perfectly as it could be running. My yeah. class didn't have enough lamps in there
right,
or something.
Right.
However, if you come to Under the Dice Fest and you complain about like, where's my magnifying glasses that I was promised to
I
see my models?
You anything.
Exactly.
You know what you'll get?
Exactly. A swift kicked in the ass.
That's it, baby.
Yeah. So, like you're... People know what they're getting when they come to like hang out with a bunch of friends. You know, they're coming to hang out with a bunch of friends.
Yeah, or make new friends.
If you come and you are complaining, then you're not a friend.
So the other location,
we're doing the
no
best
friend
we can.
Of mine.
The other location I was looking at was a hotel banquet hall where they do like proms and stuff.
All right,
but
nice grimdark prom.
That price is like
it's insane.
It's
a huge jump.
Like the 800 person cap, fucking. Knights of Columbus is like expensive.
Yeah.
It's right. like $1,600 a day. Just like giving you rough numbers without like really looking into it, what some lady told me on the phone in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The banquet hall in the hotel, which it's in a hotel.
That's,
so that's
sick.
Like
yeah,
convenient.
Yeah.
There's a pool, which is
oh,
sick.
Very convenient.
March 28th.
Yeah. March 28th can finally
yeah,
happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It, I want to say it was over like $2,000.
I think it was $2,100 if it's
day.
The same one.
Oh,
yeah.
A day.
Yeah, so a yeah. Kaz weekend is like $5,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that's a huge jump.
And I know, you know, everyone tells us you got to raise your prices.
Right.
But.
Yeah,
but I don't want to.
$5,000
no,
worth
it's
of.
It's fun to have it be cheap because
yes.
it's cool.
Yes.
Because it's cool.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the thing. So, I mean, I don't even know how we got on this tangent, but
yeah.
it was cool to talk to him to realize that. We're kind of on the same path.
No, totally.
And it's a bumpy one. And it's okay that it's a bumpy one.
Exactly. But it's always okay. Any sort yeah. of creative endeavor, whether it's running an event or painting a mini for the first time, is going to be bumpy.
Right,
and you're
going
right. to have parts where you're like, this sucks, and it looks like shit, and yep. I don't really understand what the hell I'm doing. And then you get through those things, and you keep moving on, and you smooth it out for next year, whatever happens. And you know what? It's good to have Matthias and like... kind of the back pocket. I mean, we can't like be like, Matthias, how do we do this? But to just like know that somebody has done it though. That it is possible.
Right.
And you know what? Listeners, chime in. I'm sure, honestly, head over to the In Rust We Trust Discord. Say if you have any suggestions about like where we should be looking or where we could be looking, potentially alternate venues that we hadn't really even thought about. Maybe we could have it at like a summer camp.
Yo,
honestly, have it outdoor, LARP style. Yeah, Terry Fest when we did it with the 30 bunk beds.
Oh, yeah. It's under just a series of like, we just rent a bunch of.
Right?
Like tent city.
Yeah.
I do know a place like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, what if we got real freak with
real,
it?
Real festy vibes. Dude, we're all outside the whole time.
Honestly, no, that would
just
suck.
Hot. And we're dehydrated.
That would be bad.
Do it also in January.
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick.
No, nah, we're moving dates next year.
Yeah, for sure.
No snow days.
But this is cool. I don't know. You've inspired me by being inspired by Adepticon. Gage, has anything else inspired you? Have you been inspired by Adepticon?
Big armies, man. I want a big army.
Oh, I know, right?
That's it.
And you're going to be painting fast now.
Painting fast with your new technique, but also painting slow with our new secret tech or secret project.
Secret.
Yeah. We're moving slow around here.
Can't talk about the secrets.
Yeah, moving slow.
All right, maybe I can ask you guys one last question before you guys fall asleep. I did write, did you make it to historical? And we heard how that went.
Oh, yeah.
This next weekend, you will be at Northeast Dungeon Siege.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow.
Okay. Making sure. And so you're going to be running.
I'm going to be running Destruction of an Angel again.
Okay. So same thing that people got to do at Adepticon.
Adepticon. Which, I mean, I'll talk about it for a sec. I thought was sick.
Yeah.
I thought went so well. I'm definitely not mad at Evan for sleeping in about it. I'm definitely not upset. Definitely didn't ruin our friendship.
Shout out paying the Evan tax.
Wish I got to play.
Yeah, well, you should have been there.
I was there.
You should have come to Adepticon, Steve, with us, instead of being home with
your
kid.
I'll run it for you in 2 days if you want.
Maybe we should maybe do a little bit of... I want to do Destruction of an Angel.
Yeah?
Do it in-house.
I'll run it. I'll run it.
Woo! Make a video of it.
Well, I mean, it worked so well. My boards are definitely darker than Evan's. And, I mean, that was okay because it kind of flowed a little better.
Yeah.
He ended up using yellow for a lot of his, like, highlighting grass parts, which I never thought of. And I learned from that. I was like, that's cool for this oil. I don't know if I'll use oil in that way again, but it was cool to try that. And then the whole event, everyone was like, these boards are amazing. And
yeah.
I was like, that's the nicest thing you could ever say to my very fragile ego right now.
You have no idea. You have like, no idea how much that means to me.
Oh, my God. It was cool. All the players were cool. Nate made the most insane narrative decision and just totally twisted the story on his head.
Fuck, yeah. That's what you need.
And no matter what, he is forced to play in my event next year because of his actions in the game. He jumped through the portal when the big boss spawns. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah.
But the big boss spawns.
Literally just spoiled it.
No. The big boss. Everyone has a big boss in every game. There's a portal. He fucking just dove right through it.
My guy. I love that shit.
I was like, yeah, that's a play you can do. It's totally legal. And he's like, all right, so what happens to my guy? I'm like, you're in a different dimension and we're going to find out next year.
I love that shit.
It's fucking sick.
That's why you need people like that.
It was the coolest thing.
Also kind of testing you as a DM.
Dude, it really did because like I said, I've run games for years and this was a little different because it's like narrative-y in a skirmishy way. And I didn't want to push it too RPG on these people because maybe they were there for a skirmish game and not an RPG. But everyone loved it. Everyone was having a great time. All the players were sick. Everyone's warbands were fucking perfect. I don't know, man. I could not have asked for a better experience.
Were the warbands like? Forbidden Psalm 5-character warbands?
Yep.
Is that how they were?
Five-character warbands. They all got to pick an ancient item from the little charts Evan and I made. Which were like loosely Nausicaa inspired. And every single one of them was just like the darkest motherfuckers you've ever seen. Just like the shittiest people have gathered together to make like this evil looking warband. And every single one of them was just so beautifully painted.
Yeah.
It was cool. I don't know. I'm still living on it. I'm looking at pictures of it.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Evan made the coolest end boss model.
dude.
It was just like on a spring.
Yeah, it was on a little boingy spring.
No shit. There's,
someone caught a video.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yeah,
someone caught a video of me just like ADHD on fire, just like boing, boing, boing.
Dude, what a cool idea. That's amazing.
And also, I don't want to gloss over Steve's game because I honestly would be saying this even if he wasn't right in front of me. That was one of the most fun experiences that I've had playing just miniature games, period. And then making it an RPG experience. I got to play with Jackson. And I just was fucking with him the whole time.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were enemies.
Yeah. First scenario, we're like in our mechs, right? We're trying to get to this thing. Me and Paul are playing. We're definitely experts on Flames of Orion.
Everyone was paired based on who they were closest friends with in the first. Like, okay. Everyone's in one room. There's four boards, eight people. Each person's paired with their friend.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
At first, I was like, I don't know. That's kind of lame. I want to play with people I don't know. And then, like, going through it, I was like, okay, this kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So, second game, I'm paired up with Jackson. We're in this factory, and I'm just like, I somehow came up with a fucking, like, meta list for Last War.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I got one little badass kid with a sniper who's just picking his guys off, and I was like,
do you have a flashlight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was kitted out for the darkness. I was just blasting his dudes.
Some people didn't take that hint and did not buy flashlights.
Listen, I may or may not have inside information from a previous game player, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then third game, we're in a big group. It was totally not Matt, Dylan Malisco, Jackson, and me. And we're in this factory trying to climb to the top. We're playing on Adam's fucking sick-ass board.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, okay, yeah, you're scared of what's in the factory, and you're trying to, like, turn the lights on and get the hell out. And I'm like, yeah, but this whole last game, I was shooting this motherfucker the whole time, so why would I not be trying to kill this motherfucker?
Because the horrors of war exist.
Yeah, the horrors of war were Jackson following me up a ladder. So the second he gets on the ladder, I push this guy off the fucking ladder.
Oh, hell yeah.
Unfortunately, in the moment, I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, I don't know if he's having fun or if he's just burnt from being at AdeptCon for the last 9 days.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I'm not going to fuck with him too much because I had the perfect shot. It was my kid with the sniper. His guy's prone. I'm like, I could just blast this guy and just ruin his day. Also, he's got a head tat. He's tougher than me. He could have beat my ass in that scenario. So I was like, all right, I just leave that guy and I walk away. No, he was just a tired little guy, but he had a blast. The game was so sick. Matt was in full character.
Oh, yeah.
Matt was like,
oh, hell yeah.
Matt was screaming in character voice the whole time. It was
good.
Sick.
Yeah. That's great.
And then the last game, we go back to Last War, and then it was the big free for all.
Back
for,
to Flames.
Yeah, for Flames.
So it goes Flames, Last War, Flames.
Flames, Last War, Flames.
Yep. Oh, cool.
So it's like zoom, like it's literally the zoom in effect of two people playing four mechs, normal game, two people playing Last War. Four guys against each other. Third game, everyone takes one hero from their warband decked out, and they're trying to either work together or just fucking get out.
Yeah.
And then the last game is everyone has one mech with that surviving guy like getting to
their mech. Fuck yeah. Nice. That's sick.
And then we get to that fourth game, and then Jackson's right behind me again. So
you're like, okay.
I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to start shooting this guy. But then, you know, I don't want to spoil it. Some things happen, and I was like, well, my attention's focused elsewhere right now. So I had to be shooting that thing. And then I ended up blowing up. And I thought it was close enough to blow up Jackson's guy, too, but I was just an inch short.
Dude, see, there's no reason why people shouldn't be able to do it. Like, do this for any two seemingly unrelated games.
Oh, absolutely.
Just literally tie them together.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, what you're saying about, like, Forbidden Psalm and Morkborg, honestly, it's like, yeah, you could totally do this with, oh, we're playing D&D, and then now we're just kidding it over mm-hmm. to, or it's like we're playing Shadowrun, and now all of a sudden you're just doing kill sample process.
Trent Miscast told me a while ago, and I think he said it on the same, his Peachy interview as well, his local crew uses Mighty Empires as, like, the backbone.
Yeah.
They use whatever the hell game they want in between.
Yeah.
And that's how they determine scenarios. And you could easily do that with D&D.
Yeah.
We're fighting to gain this one map territory right now. And we're going to play a D&D scenario about how, like, you betray the king. And then, like, that, okay, yeah, you do it. And now you have the territory. Or, you know what I mean? You could do it with, fucking Risk. You could do it with anything.
Risk, dude, that's rocks. Really cool.
Risk
Monopoly.
Is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Monopoly deal, the card version of it.
Change all the Monopoly tiles to in-game streets. You could do it.
These streets.
Not a bad idea.
If you are looking to play
Monopoly 28.
Dude, I'd play a Top Hat.
Yeah.
If you are looking to play the end transmission game that we ran, though, Adam, our good buddy Adam, who co-ran it with me at Adepticon.
Doom and Adam Thee
on Instagram. he will be running it at TMX Con. Yep.
Tabletop Minions Expo.
Yeah, in Wisconsin. Nice.
Okay,
I think
so
it's in June.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up. You Google, go look it up.
Yeah, no. Google it, listener. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go play.
But you guys are great at promotion.
Promote this, pal. I do have one last thing.
Okay.
Okay.
How was the turnout from In Recipe Trust, people?
Oh.
There was a lot of
them. That's all there was.
Insane.
Great. Thanks, guys, for answering my question. Now, second thing, any shout-outs to anybody in particular
that you would like?
Not everybody. You don't have to shout out the whole gang, but people you might want to thank individually. So here, how about this?
Ross. Any people that helped at the that helped run the booth, Adam Doom and Apathy,
TMP Matt,
Blurs and Kate did a shift. Brad did a shift. But more than anyone, Dark fucking Tyler.
Yeah.
Dr. Piss himself spent, I feel like, most of the weekend behind the booth. Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? Anytime I saw that guy, I was like, you all right? You doing all right? And he's like, dude, I fucking love this shit. He was slanging merch.
He said, what the fuck else would I be doing at this convention if it wasn't this?
Well, thank you, Dark Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler rocks. Shout out to anyone that helped clean the hallway.
Yeah, there weren't fucking many of you.
Yeah.
So the ones that did.
Rory spending like 4 a.m. the first night cleaning it was very sick.
It was definitely after Kiwi heard me saying I was going to fucking
lose it.
Absolutely. I literally said, I'm going to start picking up people's shit and kicking it as hard as I can out of the hallway.
Steve walks out and they panic clean.
I think that's literally what happened.
Well, I'm sure it's overwhelming if you just have a bunch of people dropping off stuff.
People dropping stuff off, not like acknowledging that the space was like reserved.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was like friend of friend stuff where they didn't realize that this isn't just like an Adepticon thing.
Yeah, this is
like a private thing that we make public
and allow people to be.
Realistically,
and
we could have locked that door the whole time.
Yes,
and had Phil outside checking IDs. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. So if you left a bag back there, shoot one of these guys a DM and say a little TY at him. You know what I mean? Shoot him a little heart like eyes or something. Throw him a five bone.
Shout out anyone that brought food
or
water, passing me water when I was going to pass out. Cup, you were fucking amazing.
People getting me coffee.
Coffee. God, Kate grabbing bagels, dude, saved my life. Brian, Slug Wizards, grabbing fucking chips last day.
Shout out Slug Wizards for coming out.
For hanging.
Yeah, baby.
Finally meeting him.
Dude, I don't know. There's a lot of people that just
totally. You don't have to shout them all out.
Just people that
will lose it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to shout out every person that came through the hall, but people that realize that this is a thing that they should be partaking in cleaning and helping.
You're a part of it.
Yes.
Like, this stuff doesn't exist without people coming to it, but on the same coin, it's like respect the spaces and respect
like
the people,
taking ownership of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robbie, dude.
Dude, stepped up.
Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Special shout out. I think we failed to mention his fucking turnip campaign was
first,
awesome.
His terrain first, that he made?
Yeah, his terrain. Everything he made was so sick. But the first U.S. like event
baby.
For turnip.
Shout the frick out, dude.
Kings of fucking Grimdark.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Hive Scum. If you aren't already part of the community, check us out at the In Rust We Trust Discord, which you can find down in the description below. If you have questions you'd like to ask us, you can find our Instagrams down below as well. Or feel free to ask away on the Discord. We also have plenty of extra content and other perks available to our patrons on Patreon. So if you're interested in helping us keep doing what we're doing, then you can find that description below as well. Until next time, folks, keep it grimdark and keep it grimy. Peace.